Before we get back to the final part of our 1998 interview with Ray Charles, we're going to hear from two people who worked with him, Quincy Jones and Hank Crawford. Upon hearing of Charles's death, Quincy Jones said, quote, "Ray Charles was my oldest friend, my brother in every sense of the word," unquote. Ray Charles was one of the first musicians that Quincy Jones became good friends with. They met when Charles was 16 and Jones was 14. In 2001, Quincy Jones told me how they met.
I think it was at the Elks Club, Terry, where we used to, after we'd played two jobs, we'd work from 7 to 10 in the white tennis clubs, and where we'd play cup music of the popular music of the day, To Each His Own and Room Full of Roses. And then at 10 o'clock, we'd go play the black clubs, the Black and Tan, the Rockin' Chair, and the Washington Educational and Social Club. And we'd play for strippers, and we sang.
Oh, really?
We had choreography. We had everything. As kids, we were pretty cocky because we had a great band. We could read music very well, and we did everything. It was a show band, too. So we got most of the jobs that that came around. It was nice. We played with Billie Holiday when we were in 48, behind her. And then in 49, we played with Billy Eckstine and Cab Calloway and all the bands that came through. So we were pretty confident in those days. And the band just kept getting tighter because we rehearsed a lot.
You said that you admired Ray Charles' independence. He was 16 years old. He was blind, but he had his own apartment. He got around town himself. He had a girlfriend. I mean, he had a lot of things that you wanted.
Yes, he did. He had his own apartment, too, in two suits. It was amazing. And but what I guess what impressed me the most with Ray is that he was so independent, and his sightlessness did not hinder him at all. It's one of the treasured, cherished friendships that I really have, because as kids, we used to talk about everything. He'd show me how to write music in Braille, Dizzy Gillespie songs like Eminon and Bebop, etc. And we used to dream about the future. Like, wouldn't it be great to work with a symphony orchestra? One day we're going to do that. One day we're going to have three girlfriends each, you know. One day we're going to do movies together. We're going to do all of that stuff. And we did it. That's what's amazing. We did, In the Heat of the Night together. And we did We the World, all of those things. Everything, the girls. It's amazing to dream and have your dreams executed like that.
I thought I'd play a 1959 recording that you arranged for Ray Charles, and this is from the Genius of Ray Charles album, which was recorded in 1959. We're going to hear "Let the Good Times Roll." Would you like to say anything about this track?
I would just like to add that we had half a Count Basie's band on that session and half of Duke Ellington's band on that session. And in those days, that's when I first started to work with Phil Ramone, the engineer, who's now a producer. And Ahmet Erdogan, Neshawi Erdogan, and Jerry Wexler came by, because in those days, what you heard was what you got. It wasn't about fixing in the mix. There was nothing to mix. So because it was mono. And we went in the booth to listen to a playback of that tune. I remember this very vividly. When it was playing back, I said, "What's that, Phil?" And he said that there was something coming out of the left speaker and different thing coming out of the right speaker. He said it's called stereophonic sound. Never forgot it, because I'd heard it earlier in Portland, but on earphones, and it was called binaural sound by the man that invented stereo.
This is Ray Charles, arrangement by Quincy Jones, "Let the Good Times Roll."
And when you're dead, you're done. So let the good time roll. I say let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old. You ought to get together and let the good time roll. Don't sit there, mama.
mumbling, talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you got to go out and spend some cash and let the good time roll now. I'm talking about the good times. Well, it makes no difference whether you're young or old. All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll.
Our interview with Quincy Jones was recorded in 2001.